Presentation is thoughts and tensile strength and handling quality of entries in the 2013 entebramidograss trial at Stillwater, Oklahoma. Authors are Lakshmi Gopinath, Dennis Martin, Justin Moss, and Yanqi Wu. Presenting Lakshmi Gopinath.
Thank you. Good afternoon to one and all present here. I'm here today to speak to you about my research project that is evaluating experimental and commercially available Bermudagrasses for saw tensile strength and handling quality. So coming to Bermudagrasses, as we all know, it forms vigorous and aggressive turf. It has the ability to spread through stolons in rhizomes and spreads rapidly. And it's one of the most widely used warm season turf grass, and it's used in golf courses, in lawn, in sports field. So because of this wide use, it creates a demand for Bermudagrass sod. So coming to sod, by definition, it is an interconnected community of turf grass plants with its root still adhering to soil. And because of the ability to achieve an instant high-quality turf in a very short time, it makes sodding very popular and also sods very popular. The two major characteristics that a sod must possess is the tensile strength and the handling quality, because it determines the ease with which it can be harvested and can be transported. And also, if sod possess these two characteristics, then it can reduce the need for netting and also improve the visual appeal of our turf instantly upon the installation. Now, the definition of sod tensile strength. So as per definition, it is the resistance of sod to minimum longitudinal stress and maximum shear force required to separate the sod. So what you see in the picture is the longitudinal stress that acts perpendicular to the sod pad and the shear stress that acts parallel to it. And this breaks the sod apart. So the objective of my research was to evaluate the 34 official entries of 2013 National NTAP Bermudagrass Trial and 5 local entries from Oklahoma for sod tensile strength and handling quality. Coming to materials and methods, the experimental site was at the University Botanical Garden at Oklahoma State University. There were 39 entries, which were planted in August 2013. There were 3 replications for each entry. It was a randomized complete block design, and the plot size was 3 feet by 3 feet, giving you an enlarged view of my site. You can see in the picture there are 2 height of cut. There's a higher height of cut and a lower height of cut. This is because there were 2 experiments that's being conducted in this trial. So the sod experiment was conducted on the higher height of cut. Little details about the entries. There were 18 seeded type entries, 16 vegetative types, and the 5 local entries from Oklahoma was the vegetative ones. And there were 9 standards, Tiffway, Latitude 36, Celebration, Patriot, New Mix Sahara, Princess 77, Riviera, Yukon, and Astro. Cultural management, it was maintained to simulate a sod production farm condition. So it was mowed thrice a week at a height of 2.5 inches. And the fertilizer regime was a 244 kilogram nitrogen per hectare, 5 pounds of nitrogen per 1,000 square feet. So that's make it 10 applications of urea from April to September, the growing season. It was found that potassium and phosphorus was found to be optimum. So the soil test indicated that. And it was a non-limiting soil moisture condition. So coming to the harvest dates, there were 3 harvest dates. The first harvest date was 14 months after planting, which was in October 2014. The second harvest was 22 months after planting, and that was after 100% green up. So it was in June of this year. And the final harvest and the third harvest was after 24 months, that's after 2 years of establishment, in August 2015. So sods were cut using a Ryan Junior sod cutter, as you can see in the picture. The width of the sod cutter was 12 inches, so essentially that was the width of the sod pad. And the depth of cut was 0.5 inches. In the second picture, what you see is once we had cut the sod, it was there were 2 subsamples per plot. So, and the length of each sod pad was 1.2 feet. So after it was cut, the first measurement that we took was the sod handling quality. It's a qualitative measurement. So it's assessed while the sod is being transported and lifted. So it's rated on a scale from 1 to 5. We believe that the first person to use this type of a scale was Holly Han from Oklahoma State University in 2009 as part of her research project. So coming back to the scale ranged from 1 to 5, as I mentioned. 1 is a complete breakage, that is, we were not able to carry the swords to the tensile strength machine, so we did not get a value for it. 2 had a substantial cracking, but we were able to still test the sword pads. 3 is considered minimum for industry handling. 4 was a desired handling quality, and 5 was considered the best because it had absolutely no cracking. So this is the sword tensile strength measuring device that was used. So first we clamp the swords, and then there are 3 parts in the sword tensile strength machine. There's a lower plate, which is stationary. It keeps the sword in place. And then there's a movable upper plate. So once we turn on the machine, the movable upper plate moves upwards and tears the sword apart. So the point at which the sword is torn is recorded by the digital force meter. And the values that we got from here was converted to peak force per cross-sectional area. So that's kilogram per square decimeter, using the width and the depth of the swords that I mentioned in the earlier slides. Coming to the statistical analysis of variance ANOVA was conducted using 3 methods, the repeated measures, a mixed model, and a general linear model. And the main factors were block, cultivar, and harvest date. So in all the 3 methods, we found that cultivar, harvest date, and the interaction of cultivar and harvest date had a high significant effect on the sword tensile strength and handling quality. So because it was easier to interpret a PROC GLM, the rest of the analysis was conducted using PROC GLM. And we did a cultivar mean separation of sword handling quality and tensile strength within the sampling dates using Fisher's protected LST test. So results and discussion. As I said, harvest date had a significant effect on the sword tensile strength and handling quality. So this trend actually proves that. We found that harvest 3 had a greater mean sword handling quality than harvest 1, and harvest 1 had higher than harvest 2. And the same trend was followed even in the sword tensile strength as well, in which harvest 3 did better than harvest 1, and harvest 1 better than harvest 2. So this humongous table is my entire data for my research. I would have loved to discuss it in detail, but because of the lack of time, I'm going to discuss some of the most important trends that we observe in especially in handling quality. So coming to this table actually shows the number of times a cultivar appeared on the top statistical group for handling quality. So we have the cultivars in one side and the numbers that range from 3 to 0. So, for example, TIFFE shows 3, so that says that in each harvest date, it was in the top statistical group. So this was the case for all the cultivars all the way up to Quickspan. And then we have some cultivars which appeared twice on the top statistical group. So another one thing that we can notice is on the top, the ones that scored in the top statistical groups were all vegetative ones, especially just except Princess 77 and 12 TSP1. And the next part of the table, where you can see the cultivars which appeared once in the top statistical group, and there were ones which never appeared on the top statistical group. And there's an interesting story in one of the cultivars right there, the JSE 2007-13. You can see how it reached the top statistical group by the third harvest date. It started off with a 1.7, that's one of the lowest statistical group, and by the time at the end of the third harvest, it was able to reach 4.7 and was on the top of the table. And Yukon, which never reached on the top statistical table, but its trend is impressive because it started with 1.8, and after the third harvest, it was able to reach the industry minimum of 3. So given these cultivars, the time to establish being the end of 2 years, it was able to get a decent handling quality. So we believe that this was the first time that somebody developed a relationship between the sword handling quality and tensile strength. So let me talk to you about how I created this graph. So we had the sword handling quality in the x-axis and the sword tensile strength in the y-axis. And we took the data points for X value between 1 and 5. We did not take any values for 5 because the sword tensile strength keep increasing, but the scale for the handling quality is restricted at 5. So it keeps going on, but the scale is restricted at 5. So we did not take any points at 5. So we derived a predictive linear equation, and we found that our correlation coefficient was 0.92, which is really good. And then we predicted the mean sword tensile strength as a function of sword handling quality. So we plugged in the values from 1 to 5, and then we got the values. So for a handling quality of 3, the predicted mean tensile strength is 22.6, provided the management regimes are what we followed. So summary and conclusion, as I said, harvest date had a significant effect on sword tensile strength and handling quality. So that can be proved by the fact that harvest 3 did better than harvest 1 and harvest 1 did better than harvest 2. The probable case of harvest 2 not doing very well was it was after green up. So probably it showed 100% canopy green up, but probably the stolons and rhizomes were not still recovered from the winter. Then 11 cultivars had an SHQ of 5 in all harvests. So right from the first year of establishment until the second year of establishment, it was able to consistently give a 5 on all the harvest date. And then we developed a predictive linear relationship for the sword tensile strength and handling quality. And the predicted mean STS values were 8.5, 22.6, 36.8 for 2, 3, and 4 handling quality. And apart from this, the outcomes of this research could be used to formulate a decision whether to commercialize an experimental cultivar, and also cultivars with superior sword tensile strength and handling qualities can be used in further breeding programs. Acknowledgements, I would like to thank Dr. Dennis Martin, my advisor, Dr. Justin Moss, Dr. Yanchi Wu, my committee members who are all present here today. The National Turf Evaluation Program, Oklahoma Agriculture Experiment Station, the Oklahoma Turf Grass Research Foundation, United States Golf Association, and the entire turf grass research team at Oklahoma State University. Thank you. I'll be glad to take any of your questions. Yeah. Yes, it's just an observation that we found that the seeded ones were the lowest performing and it never reached in the top statistical group, but the vegetative ones did reach the top. I mean, most of the ones that reached the top statistical group all the three times were vegetative ones, except for two, which was Princess 77 and 12 TSP1. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Not to my knowledge.
Any other questions? Not? Thank you, Archie.
Thank you.